Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Thanks for joining us today on the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I'm James Mick, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager with Tortoise Capital Advisors. As a big fan of movies, I was trying to capture the beginning of 2017 with an appropriate movie title. I think the best description is easily The Fast and the Furious. The pace of news is staggering. A normal earnings cycle has been accelerated by high deal flow and even stronger news flow, with President Trump seemingly impacting the market daily. Luckily, most of the news has been pretty constructive. As the immortal Ferris Bueller stated, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. With that, let's pause and take a look at the past week in energy. Let's start with a quick look at market performance. On the commodity front, crude oil was higher by about 1.4%, while natural gas was up big, plus 5% for the week, on cold weather and good storage numbers. Shifting to equities, the broader S&P Energy Select Sector Index finished marginally lower, down 54 basis points. Exploration and production companies, as measured by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, were also slightly down, falling 13 basis points. And finally, MLPs had a solid week, as the Tortoise MLP Index moved up nicely, plus 4.7%. As noted, it was a busy week, so we'll go through in rapid-fire fashion to hit on all the big news. Jagged Peak, a producer focused on the southern Delaware portion of the Permian Basin, IPO'd on Thursday, raising $474 million in the week's only new offering. Targa Resources announced the first of two Permian Basin transactions last week with the purchase of Outrigger LLC, a Permian Basin crude oil and natural gas gathering and processing company, for $565 million upfront and the potential to increase to approximately $1.5 billion if future performance targets are achieved. Targa also completed a $456 million offering on Monday morning to help finance the transaction. Plains All American also executed a Permian Basin transaction, acquiring the Alpha Crude Connector crude gathering system for approximately $1.2 billion, which was jointly owned by Concho Resources and private company Frontier Midstream. Plains also announced incremental asset sales as well as heavy issuance via their at-the-market program to help fund the acquisition. Plains and Magellan continued the strong Permian theme with an announced expansion of the 300,000-barrel-per-day BridgeTex pipeline to 400,000 barrels per day. PAA and MMP are 50-50 JV partners. This marks the second announcement by a midstream pipeline company to expand an existing pipeline out of the Permian so far this year. We would expect future announcements as well, as this continues to highlight the excellent outlook for what we feel is the premier basin in the United States. The second largest Canadian midstream company, Enbridge Inc., ticker ENB, announced a series of updates, along with its MLP, Enbridge Energy Partners, ticker EEP. First, ENB will roll up Midcoast Energy Partners, purchasing the outstanding units from the public for approximately $8 per share. Second, EEP will continue with its strategic review, which notably may include a distribution cut to improve coverage and bring leverage more in line with rating agency views of an investment-grade rated credit. In our view, this is a disappointing initial outcome and certainly not indicative of the parent-sponsored support that we anticipated within the Enbridge family of securities. The first YieldCo to announce fourth-quarter earnings, NextEra Energy Partners, outlined a strategic action whereby it will modify its existing incentive distribution rights fee structure with its parent company, NextEra Energy, and cap future IDRs at 25% versus the current 50% take. We view this as a strong positive and provides better line of sight to distribution growth at the YieldCo in the future, as cost of capital will be more competitive. Kinder Morgan, on Wednesday, held the only analyst day within energy, and it was generally pretty uneventful. The main discussion point revolved around potential JV partners for their Trans Mountain expansion project in Canada. No partners have been brought on board as of yet, but we would expect an announcement in 2017. Let's shift gears now and hit on a few noteworthy regulatory items for the week. President Donald Trump followed through on campaign promises to greenlight pipeline projects that were previously being held up by government intervention or delay. On Tuesday, President Trump signed executive orders for both the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL, and the Keystone XL pipeline. It should be noted, these orders simply help push along the process, but do not allow for the pipelines to proceed just yet. More to be done, but we do expect positive outcomes, especially in the near term on DAPL. TransCanada, the owner of the Keystone XL project, was invited to resubmit their application to the State Department, which they have promptly done. FERC Commissioner Norman Bay announced his departure effective February 3rd after President Trump tapped existing Commissioner Cheryl LaFleur as the new chair. This does present a potential problem as FERC requires a quorum to come to decisions, such as issuing pipeline certificates. And with Bay's exit, FERC will be left with just 2 out of 5 existing members. Given the time it takes to get a new individual approved and brought on board, it may result in delays in pipeline approvals. We'll be watching this carefully, to say the least, yet would note that an expedited process could take place to ensure continuity within the agency. Finally, the IRS had issued qualifying income rules for MLPs as part of the last actions from the Obama presidency. The rules were generally favorable as they eliminated the listing of activities that qualified and broadened the scope. Of course, under President Trump, there was a freeze of all new regulations. However, this one was allowed to be published in the Federal Register, which makes it official. It was positive for steam crackers, which were previously viewed as non-qualifying. While not meaningful for pipeline companies that have always qualified, we view it as positive for energy broadly and for MLPs specifically as the government contemplates tax reform. I think it's now time to call it a wrap. Have a great week, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.